You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on again with my friend, a good friend, I think I could say that, Adam Titkin. Adam is a leading real estate professional statewide. He's got an awesome company with some terrific folks. Hey, Adam, why don't we start off this segment with you giving a high five to some of the people in your office?
Absolutely. I love to. My company's growing. I was with a national company for 15 years. I was the number one agent in the Miami office of Marcus and Millichap, and I started my own firm, which is a boutique company, about a year and a half ago. My team came over with me, which I was very happy about, and we are growing. I've got Alan Hernandez as my senior financial analyst. I've got Alex Snyder is my executive coordinator. He runs things back at the office. I've got Victor Pastor, who is new to the company. He's with Marcus Millichap as well for 3.5 years, joined another local firm. And so he's been in the investment game for about 5 years and recently joined me. And I've got Cliff Weisner as well, who's my top agent. And Cliff and I have closed a number of transactions this year. And he was a leasing agent for about 7 years with Tobin Properties, wanted to switch into the investment game. So right now there's five of us. We just hired somebody new who's starting in a couple weeks, and he's going to be our transaction coordinator. And I've got one more person that we're going to be hiring here soon, which is going to make it seven of us and growing.
Well, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the market, though. You got your start down here in South Florida. You do stuff all over the state, but let's focus here on South Florida for a second. What would you say is the most overlooked market from a geographic standpoint, and then we're going to talk about the same thing from a product type standpoint?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I appreciate that. I started in the brokerage business 2 weeks after 9/11, and I lived in a neighborhood in North Miami Beach called Eastern Shores. A lot of people know the Intercoastal Mall right there on 163rd Street and the Intercoastal as you're approaching the Intercoastal going towards Sunny Isles Beach. So I started in that market, and I basically farmed that area, which was North Miami Beach, Aventura, Sunny Isles Beach, Hallandale, North Miami, and basically Northeast Dade and Southeast Broward. And so I got started by really cold calling everybody in the market. I got to know everybody in that market, as well as participating in some community, you know, types of organizations and, you know, networking and things like that. But my business grew to a national practice. But when I started my own firm, I went back to my own roots, and I started getting in touch with a lot of the clients that I've made and built relationships with over the years. And now we're doing a huge amount of business, again, in Northeast Dade County, in a gem that I think, which is really overlooked and is really coming back, is where I put my office, which is North Miami Beach.
Well, look who you're talking to. I am a North Miami Beach senior high charger. I did play at the Aqua Bowl as a 10-year-old, and I really love the area, and it's just smoking hot what's going on up there. You know, I used to play tennis. I learned to play tennis at the Spanish Monastery up there, and if you went up there today and you looked for the Spanish Monastery, well, it got a little bit impacted by the hurricane. Then you go look for Lorenzo's, and you'd still find Lorenzo's, but it is somewhat antiquated and an obsolete thing at this point. And then you'd turn your eye to the sky, and you'd absolutely flip out. That place is exploding, and now they're going to put the train station in the northwest corner of 163rd Street, and I guess, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of like east of Dixie Highway, but west of Biscayne, just squeezed right in there. Wow, that's just going to blow the top off that place. Got an opinion?
You know, it's incredible driving around the neighborhood. You know, it's coming back. It's coming back big time. You know, driving eastbound on 163rd Street, you could see two cranes in the sky, and I believe they've topped off, which is
they're huge, those deals.
Yes, which is the harbor, which is two towers. It's 30 stories. You know, Marina Palms, which is incredible.
High five to Neil and Anthony and George over there.
Yes, I actually just moved in. I moved back to North Miami Beach. My office is on West Dixie Highway and 170th Street, where I moved a year and a half ago. And last month, I moved into the South Tower of Marina Palms.
Oh, awesome.
Which is fantastic. So you're seeing these beautiful condominiums with beautiful water views, and properties that were poor have really come back in a major way. They rezoned the entire area. You know, George Viejo is the mayor of North Miami Beach, the city
commission.
Somewhat
pro-growth, right?
is extremely pro-growth, and there's so much happening in that area that there's an energy about it that, you know, that saying is what's old is new again, and it's basically, you know, like Lincoln Road was, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago, where it was really, you know, run down, but people started pumping money into it, and it really, you know, came up, and that, you know, that's the reason I moved back to North Miami Beach is because they've changed the zoning code, they're going vertical. And, you know, it really missed the market the last time in 2005, 6, and 7 because they were very anti-development, which was a shame. Aventura got the growth. Sunny Isles Beach got the growth. North Miami Beach missed the boat.
Yeah, North Miami Beach saved it for later. Now it's going to capitalize. That's a real estate plan, by the way, for you people listening out there. Is, you know, just don't have to play the hot market cycle. Play the long game and you can win too. North Miami Beach is playing the long game. I have a lot of friends that are invested up there. Jay, Arno, the CK Purvey guys, they're all up there. Neil Fairman and his team, Anthony Burns and George are up there. Some great entrepreneurs. You go up to Aventura, you got Victor Baestes and all the rest of the team that's involved up there. And of course, the Sofer family, they've got somewhat of a smaller investment up there, ha ha ha. And then you go east all the way to Sunny Isles, you've got Gil Deser. Just some amazing capital, some amazing people. Gil's a friend of the show. We go there all the time. He's on all the time. Hey, Big Gil, how you doing? So, Adam, now we're talking North Miami Beach. What would you think would be a good opportunity in North Miami Beach? Maybe rental apartment land on Dixie Highway? Yeah, I know a great site, too.
You know, it's incredible what's happening on West Dixie Highway. West Dixie Highway is a sleeper. There's all kinds of plans that are approved. They're site plan approved. They're going to go vertical. It's a matter of time. And there's a lot of products that there's demand. And so it is going to get built. We're going to see that the area completely change. I think 163rd Street, after West Dixie Highway, 163rd Street is really going to change. And also there's a medical district, which is near Jackson North, which is right off of I-95. But that whole corridor from I-95 going all the way to Sunny Isles Beach, it's been run down for years. But there's some big money going into that area, and people are taking notice. And it's not just because of the players that are moving there and that are there, but it's also because, you know, the city is very pro-development. They're really partners, and the community, they want it and they need it, and it's time.
Let me tell you one of the real things that's driving it. It's transportation. Okay, the reason that it's being built up like that is because it's right near the beach, right near Aventura. I don't want to say close to downtown, but somewhat accessible to downtown off-peak. My God, did I just really say that? And I even mean it. But the reality is that North Miami Beach is the center of the Tri-County area when you take a look at it. Oh, my God, I really said that, too. I can't believe it. Now, you'd never believe that I'm marketing a piece on Dixie Highway. In fact, Adam and I are partnering on that piece. And we'll talk about what we see in that area and why we think that there's some good deals left in North Miami Beach right after this. Wanda, take us away. We'll be back with more Adam Tickin talking real estate. I'm just loving this. Wanda, take it away.